Hey everybody, it's Doug Schauff with RE/MAX Oceanside and MakeManYourHome.com. This week's podcast, I'm doing something a little different. I'm sitting over at Fort Williams. It's a beautiful day out. Actually, it's quite hot, so if you see me sweating a little bit, that's why. But I thought I'd talk a little bit about Fort Williams. Not necessarily give you like a historical tour or anything like that, but kind of show you what Fort Williams is all about according to like a resident, somebody that lives here and comes here often. So let's do this. All right, guys, I think I'll start out. I'll just tell you kind of quickly about, you know, Fort Williams, why it's here, all that kind of stuff. I'm not a history buff, so I don't know the full history, but I think that's kind of the reason I wanted to do this was just to show you that this park is here and how great it is now. And then come here, you know, whenever you visit, check out Fort Williams. Portland Headlight is here, the lighthouse, and kind of learn about the history when you get here. There's a lot of cool like plaques and stuff to learn about everything that's here. So, but to start off, Fort Williams, it's about 90 acres. It's here in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. It houses Portland Headlight, which, don't quote me on this, I'm not sure if this is true, but it's a rumor that Portland Headlight is one of the most photographed lighthouses in the world. So it's really cool. A lot of people come here to see Portland Headlight. But Fort Williams was a fort that was here, and it was used back in World War I, World War II. I don't know how much action it got, but that's when it was here. The Goddard Mansion is here. It's mostly torn down, but you know that is here. It's really cool. Some old parts of the fort that you get to see. But the few things I wanted to touch on, so when you're coming to visit, that you just kind of make sure you see and you maybe pay attention to. So first off, when you're driving into the fort, there's a huge field there kind of leading up to like a nice beach area. There's also like a swing set, things like that for the kids. But there's a really nice beach there, Fort Williams. A lot of rocks, things like that. I wouldn't necessarily say, hey, come here for the beach type thing, but it is a nice beach that you can kind of hang out on and, you know, put your feet in the water and stuff like that. But it's a great thing to come and check out. You can park your car there and walk up to the mansion and all that stuff. And you can go up there and see some of the old fort and the old mansion. A lot of it's torn down. It's a lot of it's rubble and all that kind of stuff. But you can check that out. And there's some trails that go up there. Again, I highly recommend stopping all the little plaques, learning the history. You know, while you're here, you might as well learn all about it. You know, definitely check that out. And then, let's see, from there, if you're coming down and you get to the beach and go off to the right, probably one of my favorite things in Fort Williams is the Cliff Walk. And it's just a trail that goes along the shore, and the views are outstanding. You're gonna, you know, you're kind of up high, you're overlooking the cliff, you're overlooking the bay, you got great views of, you know, all the islands out there and things like that. And great view of Fort Gorgeous, which I call Chia Fort, lovingly. But, you know, anyway, it's a lot of great views, a lot of great places to stop and take pictures. And the trails go all the way around to Portland Headlight. So it's really a great walk. I highly recommend doing that if you're coming to Fort Williams. Okay, so if you're coming further down the road, as you know, basically the road from Fort Williams starts at Shore Road there and kind of, you know, come get you down to Portland Headlight. So as you're coming, you got the Cliff Walk over to the right-hand side. You could drive up the road there that's coming off of the main road, and you could park way out back. And this will get you to the Children's Garden, which is another thing that I highly recommend checking out. We come here all the time. We got three little kids, as some of you probably know. We come to the Children's Garden all the time. There's a lot of great gardens. There's also some tunnels that the kids can walk through, like little, like, you know, holes that you can look up. There's a couple of ponds, not swimming ponds, but, you know, a lot of just good nature stuff in there for the kids to kind of check out and all that stuff, and a lot of cool things to have fun with. There's a great granite slide. It's all polished, and the kids, you can soar down the slide. I've actually tried it, went really fast, scared the heck out of me because it was faster than I thought, but it's a lot of fun. But I highly recommend checking out the Children's Garden. It's kind of it's a sweet spot in me, in my heart, because the Rotary Club that I'm in, the South Portland Cape Elizabeth Rotary Club, helped fund the Children's Garden and also put a lot of labor into it to make it is what it is today. So it's really kind of exciting. I highly recommend it to come and check it out. So that's one thing. There's tennis courts over here. I'm sitting right near a tennis court. I need to find a nice shady spot because it's super hot today. So I needed to find that spot. I'm next to some tennis courts and this big field behind me. Ocean's right over there. And then kind of off that way, as you continue down the road, again, off to the right, There's a great picnic shelter that, again, the Rotary Club helps kind of maintain and all that stuff. You know, you can have parties there if you want. You know, you can actually, you know, reserve it if you're having a big gathering. And, you know, us at the Rotary Club, again, we do a lobster bake, you know, every year, and that's where we do that. It's just a great area, and there's another big, like, field there that you can kind of hang out and have some fun in. And then going down the road, when you get to basically the end of the road, off to the left is Portland Headland. And this is the lighthouse that is there. It's awesome. You almost have to. If you're coming to Maine and you're coming to the greater Portland area, Portland Headlight is almost a must. There's a few lighthouses kind of in the area, so it's neat to almost do like a little lighthouse tour. But Portland Headlight is great. I think I said it before, it's one of the most photographed lighthouses in the world. So it's definitely something worth coming and checking out. The views are just outstanding. Portland Headlight, I can't say enough about it. On my website, Make Maine Your Home, if you go to it, you'll see like the opening page, you know, has an aerial view of Portland Headlight. It's very cool, and I highly recommend checking that out. Not just the headlight, but my website as well. Anyway, so Portland Headlight is great. It's definitely something that you have to check out. There's also, if you continue on back, there's more fields, like soccer fields for the kids. There's some playgrounds back there. And there's some other buildings where surprisingly there's some businesses, like I believe there's a chiropractic office back there and things like that, that run out of those buildings there. But it's, you know, and then there's also trails, the Greenbelt trails here in Cape Elizabeth kind of hook up and all that kind of stuff. So it's really, it's just an awesome place. There's always a ton of people here. There's baseball games going on all the time. Tennis is going on. People checking out the sites, people going to Portland Headlight. It's just an amazing park, and I highly recommend checking it out. I hope this was helpful. Fort Williams is just an awesome place. I'm here all the time. We drive by it all the time. My kids play baseball here, so we're here all the time, and we kind of take it for granted. But it was kind of fun today to come here as like a tourist and take some pictures and stuff like that. If you're listening to the audio of this, it might be better to jump over and check out the YouTube. My YouTube channel, youtube.com/makemaineyourhome, and check out the video of this, because I'm taking a lot of pictures, taking a lot of video, and it's really going to be a great video. So you might want to check that out as well if you want more information. And then feel free to send me an email if you want more info. I can send you over whatever I have. Check out the Cape Elizabeth website. I believe it's capeelizabeth.org is the website for the town, and there's a ton of information about Fort Williams there as well. So anyway, thanks guys. Hope you enjoyed it. Let me know if you have any questions. And remember, if you're going to make Maine your home, you don't have to do it alone. Hey everyone, thank you for listening to the Make Maine Your Home podcast. If you enjoyed it, please be sure to subscribe to it, rate it, and of course share it. You can also check out the video version on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/makemaineyourhome. I also want to give a special shout out to Portland Podcast. They're Maine's first podcasting studio. I dump all these files right in their lap, and you know they're able to make it happen with ease. So thanks to them. And thanks again for listening. Have a great day, and we'll see y'all soon.